Welcome to Carmonication, the podcast where we decode the future of the automotive aftermarket and tackle the major changes transforming our industry. If you joined us for episode number one, you remember we discussed live vehicle data, what it is, who controls it, and why fair access matters. Today, we are going one step further, because in the connected vehicle ecosystem, access is no longer enough. We are now talking about authorized access, secure, regulated, and increasingly complex. This brings us to two topics that are reshaping the independent aftermarket: CERMI and cybersecurity. Let's start with the basics. What is CERMI and why does it matter? CERMI stands for Security-Related Repair and Maintenance Information. It's a European-wide authorization scheme designed to regulate access to vehicle functions linked to safety and theft protection, like key programming or electronic immobilizers. In essence, it creates a formal, trust-based system for who can access what in today's software-defined vehicles. Under CERMI, only authorized and certified professionals will be able to handle sensitive systems. As of now, over 7,700 CERMI certificates have been issued, and more than 11,500 users across Europe have entered the system. However, as not without its challenges, implementation varies between countries due to different legal interpretation, and the process for getting certified can feel complex, especially for smaller businesses. One of the most important updates in CERMI rollout is Appendix number 4, which introduces new cybersecurity requirements to protect vehicle systems from unauthorized access and potential threats. Here it is what's changing. First of all, there's the need for mandatory authentication, so that every technician must verify their identity when accessing protected functions. Then there's the implementation of tracked access logs, and every system entry will be monitored: who accessed it, what was done, and when. As a third point, there is a 5 levels of security. Vehicle functions are categorized by sensitivity, with authorization levels to match. And finally, the daily certificate validations. The system checks in real time if the certificate holder remains eligible to perform secured operations. In short, Appendix 4 raises the bar, ensuring that sensitive vehicle data isn't just accessible, but securely managed across the board. As Jan Willem van der Linden pointed out in our Monday talk, cybersecurity is no longer an OEM-only issue. Modern vehicles are essentially rolling networks with wireless updates, remote services, and telematics connectivity. The risk of digital intrusion is real, and it affects every stakeholder, from manufacturers to fleet operators to the independent garage on your street corner. The cybersecurity regulations are already setting global expectations, and Europe is aligning its framework accordingly. For independent operators, this means the need for secure tools, secure workflows, and secure authorization. Now, let's talk about the intersection of in-vehicle data, telematics, and CERMI. Telematics systems allow remote data access. Think fault codes, GPS, and performance metrics, critical tools for diagnostic and maintenance. But here's the catch. With CERMI and Appendix 4 in place, accessing that data will require both technical capability and formal digital authorization. It's no longer just a matter of plugging in a tool. You'll need the credentials, the certificate, and the verified security clearance. This marks the start of a new era of gatekeeping, one based not just on who you are, but how securely you operate. What does this mean for smaller workshops? Well, let's be honest. For large groups, adapting to these changes is a matter of integrating compliance systems and training protocols. But for small independent garages, this is a real challenge. Certification costs time. Cybersecurity investments require budget, and the regulatory learning curve can feel steep. Operators who adapt will not only stay compliant, they will position themselves as trusted professional and secure partners in an evolving market. And here it is where communication plays a crucial role. As the digital and regulatory complexity of the aftermarket increases, communication is here to help businesses understand, adapt, and succeed. We are working across four key areas. First of all, we advocate. We represent the independent sector in regulatory discussions at the European level. Second, we inform, providing clear, timely updates through webinars, briefings, and resources like this podcast. Third, we provide education by helping stakeholders navigate CERMI and cybersecurity frameworks step by step. And finally, we collaborate. We build bridges between workshops, suppliers, data providers, and authorities. Communication is not just watching the change. We are helping shape it, ensuring that authorization systems are fair, functional, and inclusive. So to summarize, CERMI is rolling out fast with thousands already onboarded, but implementation remains uneven. Appendix 4 introduces a new standard for cybersecurity with real-time authentication, access tracking, and strict role management. We spoke about cybersecurity, and cybersecurity is now everyone's responsibility, and in vehicle data access is inseparable from secure authorization. And for smaller businesses, the road might be challenging, but the destination includes greater trust, more business opportunities, and a stronger position in the digital aftermarket. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Carmunication. To learn more, visit carmunication.eu, where you will find detailed information on CERMI, cybersecurity regulations, and upcoming events like our next Monday talk. Until next time, stay connected, stay secure, and as always, stay informed.